Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I can't believe it. We are back. We promised last week we were coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio from Huntington Bank and East Liberty. We can't get nothing.
We're here.
Yeah.
No,
I might put a hammock up on the corner back there and just start sleeping.
I can walk here.
That's right.
That. Yeah,
I'd love to have you here.
Super close by. Yeah.
You can have me work the window and you can have, we'll give you money.
we'll give you money
to give out. That's
wow,
right.
Wow, now this is getting better and better, man. I love this. Come on.
That's right. But you have to give it back, right? At the end of the day, you can't take it home. It doesn't work that way.
That's okay.
We're so glad to have Steve Carpenter with us.
Sure.
He manages all the branches
here
at Huntington Bank, and it's great to talk with you and help us kick off these shows.
Yeah.
Because you're the man on the scene here. You see what's going on in all the communities and really how your bank integrates.
Absolutely.
And one thing I've always found really interesting is lately there's been, obviously with banking technologies, we all have the apps on our phones, so we don't have to go into a branch.
That's right.
People still come into branches for various things.
And
of course, you need the technology.
That's right.
But you still need to come into the bank.
You do.
And when you come in here, you got cool, green, kryptonite handles, right? So you open up and you walk in and it's so friendly.
It is.
Everybody's pumped up.
That's
nice,
right.
Light, airy environment. I think I'll just deposit my checks by hand here just to come in and say hello to everybody.
The culture is real.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of companies have a marketing brand, right? And they call it, whatever they want to call it. But here we have the welcome theme. Welcome.
And you've gotten awards for that.
We have. Yeah. And the difference is it's not a marketing scheme. It's not like a marketing brand. It's part of our marketing, but at the end of the day, it's who we are.
Right. It's all about service.
Right. And when I talk to colleagues, I say, please describe the culture here at the bank. And within the first four or five words, they always use the word family, which is really neat, right? Because that's what
that's
you want.
Nice.
And they're talking about not only the family of the colleagues or fellow workers, but also the customers. And,
so what's some technology? We've made some technology improvements over
time.
So yeah. Talk about that.
I think probably I actually have it right in front of me. I know we're on the radio, so you can actually see it.
You can describe it to us.
Exactly.
You can tell us how cool it is. Right.
So Huntington app, which is a great app, it's actually the bank, right? You actually have the bank right on your phone these days.
Yeah.
And you can actually make deposits. And you just take a picture and of the front and the back of the check,
right.
And you deposit it, and you can
recognize right then and there.
And the speed to availability is really quick, and you can make payments, you can do transfers.
I was gonna say, transferring money, you got a kid in college, and
you could transfer money to my bank.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And mine, too, if you want. You can just do it right now.
I have four kids, so you guys are long on the list.
That's all right. We can wait. We're very patient.
It might be, before they're off the payroll, it might be a really long time. We'll see.
We're very patient.
That's right. But there's lots of stuff you can do with the phone. Mobile app is the mobile deposit piece. And then we just start thinking about the convenience of all the ATMs we have out there. We have close to 2,000 ATMs.
2,000?
Yeah, across the footprint.
Really
across the footprint. So whether,
footprint.
Right, so I have a daughter that goes to school in Chicago. I have a daughter that goes to school here at Pitt. So wherever they might be, we, unfortunately, or fortunately for me, they can get to the money, right?
They can get to the money.
They can get to the money.
That's
all
great.
We need to get to his money.
I know. How are we
going to
do that?
That's all right. Believe me.
I'm not even sure
I have access to my money. I think my wife gives me $8 a week.
$8
a week. Exactly. And she says, go splurge.
But don't spend it all in one place.
That's right. Exactly.
I don't think you can get a sandwich for
that. I don't even think so either. Or a burrito, right?
Yeah.
Or a burrito. But you can find, I use because I'm in a lot of different branches, you can easily find the closest branch or the closest ATM,
right.
And you just type in your, you just click on the button that says use current location, and you're there.
Directs you there.
Yeah, that's right, Nate.
So you got this awesome combination of technology and, God forbid, people.
Right.
Right. So all it is I roll into the bank here and we set up our studio here.
That's right.
And the tellers are just super friendly.
They
Everyone
are.
Just got this positive vibe. And
they
you
do.
Just feel like, I feel like I'm family.
That's
here.
Right.
I feel like you're welcome and, you're part of the team.
And it's interesting because when we hire new colleagues, they would stand out. They would stand out if they weren't super friendly.
Right.
As opposed to where some places you go, they just blend in and not being friendly.
Right.
Here, if you're not friendly, it's You almost get peer pressure from everybody else. Like, what are you doing?
I would think that would probably come up in the interview process. You're not going to hire someone that doesn't have
absolutely
natural go-to.
Absolutely.
It's true.
It's true. But at the end of the day, it's all about the people.
Right.
You can have the greatest technology in the world, and it's, you know, studies show people want to come. People want to be able to see the bank where they bank, and even for the newer, you know, newer generation, they still. I have a 29-year-old daughter, and she says, "I want to see the bank." She's even if I don't go in there very often, I want to see that's real. And she wants to be able to look in there and say, "Okay, my money might be there, right?"
My money might be.
Even though she's 29, she doesn't have that much money. But
wait, it's still your money, though.
Right? Yeah. No, she has her own money now. It's the other three.
The other three you're waiting to get off.
Right. Exactly, exactly. But it's really good.
So would you say it's been the best thing with you, you know, working at Huntington Bank?
Yep.
You said you've been there for a few years.
Yep.
What is it that made this a good fit for you?
Yeah, so I haven't been here that long. It's only been a little bit over, coming up on 2 years. But I think the best thing for me, I was actually having dinner with someone last night that I was, you know, talking to about coming to work for Huntington. The best thing for us is the culture.
Yeah.
It's really about, you know, I mentioned the word earlier. I know I'm overusing it now, but family. And whether you work here or you're a customer here, you know, with Huntington Bank, you feel like family.
Yeah.
I know it's an overused word in a lot of places, but that's just who we are.
We set up to do our radio show here. We feel like we're part of the family.
Absolutely.
That's
only because we gave you cupcakes.
Well, the cupcakes played into that.
If people want to think about Huntington Bank for issues that, you know, they want solved and some support, you know, friendly to small businesses, right?
Yep.
Super friendly to veterans.
Yep.
Right? Have not only just a super attitude in terms of the bank and the community.
That's right.
But what else? What are the other...
I would say it's, you know, whenever you watch like a good movie, right, you always see like the principal character in the movie, and then they have like a guide, right? Someone that takes them along the journey. And I would say that's who we are, right? Whether taking you along the journey of, you know, wherever your life goals are, whether it's short-term goals, long-term goals, medium goals. You know, with my kids, I have a 16-year-old that's going to be going to college in a couple years. I have a 20-year-old that's going to get out of college in a couple years, hopefully. A 23-year-old that's, you know, paying her way through. But, you know, cars are coming. You know, I have a 5-year-old car. You know, I hope to retire someday. But we can help you with all...
You're not going to retire.
Probably not. Probably not. Not for a while, right? But we can help you with that journey, right? We can help you with your journey to get to those life goals, and that's important to us. That's where we focus our attention. We focus our attention on what your goals are, not what our goals are.
Exactly.
Yep.
Very cool. If you go to Huntington.com, learn all about it, and just really see what's there as far as that goes. Steve, thanks for hanging out with us today. And,
my pleasure.
And letting
us
take another Tech Vibe show from Huntington Bank here.
Anytime. You're always welcome.
Yeah, in the near future, we're going to be in the Squirrel Hill branch doing a show, which we're really pumped
about. We're excited about that.
2018 is going to be a great year for us and for Huntington and everything all the way around.
Love the partnership.
Absolutely. So for today's show, we've got some great guests showing up. We have Jessica Strong from Flexible. Childcare is a big deal. These folks have a solution to provide childcare, you know, at events and at workplaces. And we also have Misha Blackwell from Knotsland stopping by. She makes bow ties.
Nice.
I'm just saying, she makes bow ties. I'm excited to have her stop by.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And we have the folks from the center.
Wear a bow tie?
I would wear one. Yeah. And hers the types that clip on.
Yeah.
So like tying one's got to be a real pain.
Oh, they do clip on, or they don't clip on?
No, they do.
Oh, they do.
So
that would save me like 12 hours.
That would save me like 12 hours exactly. And we're talking to our friends from Ascender right down the road from us.
Nice.
They're all helping out with the X Prize, the AI X Prize. We're learning all about that. So great stuff coming your way. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey.
We are from the Pittsburgh Technology Council 24/7. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Once again, go to Huntington Bank, Huntington.com. 100%. Absolutely true. It's Friday night. There's only one thing to do. Listen to Tech Vibe Radio, especially when it's coming from Huntington Bank's East Liberty branch. I love being on the scene, taking the show out of the studio.
I cannot wait to talk about bow ties.
And to talk about bow ties. How many radio shows get to talk about bow ties? One. ours, Tech Vibe Radio. Because we have Nisha Blackwell here from Knotsland, part of our co-create program at the Pittsburgh Technology Council. So glad you stopped by today.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. This is really
this
cool.
Is great. It's so cool. So let's jump in a little bit. So you have a company called
Knotsland. Bow ties.
Knotsland. So everyone needs to understand the spelling of Knotsland so they can look it up.
So it's K-N-O-T-Z.
Knots.
That Z is very important.
Yes, it is.
L-A-N-D. So it's like Knotsland, like Cleveland, sort of, kind of, but Knotsland. And a lot of people like to associate it with the former, before my time, drama Knots Landing.
I was going to say Knots Landing, yes.
I was going to say. I've never heard of it before, but people are like, Knots Landing. It was a soap opera.
Yeah.
Apparently. Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I don't think I've ever watched it.
When I was a kid, bits and pieces.
Okay.
But I was thinking Knots Landing.
Exactly. Watching Knots Landing.
I was 12, okay?
Okay.
Very bored.
So tell us about your company.
Okay, so Knotsland is a bow tie company located on the east end of Pittsburgh.
Yep.
We make handmade bow ties out of repurposed and reclaimed fabrics and materials that we source and rescue through different partnerships in and around the city.
Oh, I didn't realize that you rescue and source the stuff.
Yes, yes.
Very cool.
We've built an abundance of partnerships from customers to creative reuse to upholstery stores. Can
I get a corduroy bow tie?
You can totally get it.
Totally.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Be quiet. Don't.
Audrey definitely says she's getting you a bow tie.
He's a thick corduroy.
Yeah, that's right, man.
Okay.
It's wintertime.
Yeah.
I gotta keep my neck warm.
Or if you have something, you can bring it to us also, and we take your pieces and reclaim them.
And you'll make a custom bow tie for somebody.
Absolutely.
Where did you get this idea?
So it came out of...
What were you thinking?
Oh, boy.
I like what you think, but what were you thinking?
It started as a gift for a friend's daughter back in 2014 when I was going to school for nursing, and I had a sewing machine. I taught myself how to sew to make a gift, and I didn't know what I was going to make, and I came up with these like little hair bow, these sets of hair bows.
Yeah.
I took the hair bows to the party, and one thing led to another. The parents kind of were like...
They were stoked, huh?
Yeah. Like, how do we get some of these hair bows?
Right, like, I can make more, maybe.
Yeah, and that started my entrepreneurial journey. I was like, well, people want these. I will make them for them until they don't want them anymore, and it was a way for me to make extra money.
That's awesome.
And then a couple months went by, and we started getting requests for things for guys and mostly little boys.
Ah,
and a friend was like, it'd be cool if you made
little bow ties.
Nothing
cuter than a three-year-old with a little bow tie on,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. And so...
And that's where it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, how many bow ties have you made in the past 3 or 4 years?
Oh my goodness.
You've tied so many knots, you don't even know what to say.
All of the knots. And you're catching me right in the middle of our holiday hustle and bustle, so it's a little exhausting.
I believe it. You said you were on the way from FedEx back down. You probably had like a big cartons of bow ties going out, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are they going out around the world?
Everywhere, we're shipping some to Belgium. We're shipping to all over the U.S., which is kind of like crazy to see that our brand is just being placed in different places like L.A.
and
Atlanta.
And so shipping to individuals. Mm-hmm. So this is definitely a B2C.
It's B2C right now, but our plan is to go more B2B in the coming year. We've did some testing with the Westmoreland Museum of Art, and we have some ties there, and a couple.
No pun intended. I couldn't help myself. I'm sorry.
We have some ties there.
This is too easy.
I know, right?
So that's excellent. So, I mean, this is really spreading out for you guys. So the idea that you could go to a B2B thing, so through the... I'm assuming like some really sophisticated ones at the Westmoreland Museum of Art, right?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, if you've not seen them, you really need to
Because
what she does with texture and fabric, and design of it.
I keep thinking
it's probably not anything that you've seen.
I keep thinking of a George Hetzel like painting that somehow put on the cloth that is then turned into a bow tie. So you have this like a it's like a scene of Western Pennsylvania's
like
landscape. I'm just saying.
He's trying to get a job.
I'm telling you, hey.
I'm here anytime.
He's trying to get a job.
I need help.
hey, come on. You're welcome to Niceland for sure.
Absolutely.
That's so here you are figuring this out. You've been now at the actual bow tie piece of it for how long?
For 2.5 years, I'd say about 2.5 years. We kind of phased out the hair bows late 2014 and into 2015. Like we went full force.
Right. How does it feel? Like how do you feel like you're growing? You feel like you're...
Yes, it feels crazy. This is technically like our... I like to look at it as our third year because it's my third year making and sewing and after the creation and formation of the hair bows. And it's been tremendous to see how far you can go in 3 short years and through all the different support systems and kind of pulling together all these little like pieces of the puzzle that have helped really push us forward.
So part of that puzzle to help solve has been being part of the co-create program.
Oh yeah.
We were so excited to have you join up as part of that this year. What's that been like? We got a few minutes left. Just curious, like what's it been like being part of the co-create program to help us helping you to make new connections and to help sharpen your business and take it to some new directions? What's that been like?
It's been really fun. So far, the one person on my group that I already have a really, really fond connection with is Kelly. We had known each other in passing, like not meeting each other, but like emailing randomly. So now we're in this co-create class and we're trying to really figure out how we can collaborate on a bigger level. Byron, my other co-create.
I was going to say, is there a Byron Nash bow tie
with flying
V guitars
there's
on
definitely
it?
Definitely going to
I want one of those too. I got two, a corduroy one and a Byron Nash flying V guitar bow tie.
Yeah.
I'm only getting you one of them.
Done
so
and
you can't have them both.
I want the Byron Nash one.
Yeah. But it's been great. It's been great to really like take moments to out of the week and out of the hustle to really sit down and think about the business plan and the future of Niceland and thinking about like full out growth outside of like, you know, just this like immediate or small Pittsburgh-y kind of brand.
Yeah, we love it, man. Very, very cool, man. Very, very cool. So 2018 is here and upon us. What are your goals for the next 6 months?
Really figure out the wholesale.
Yeah,
the wholesale market.
Part,
we're going to New York now in February, so it'll be like a toe in the water to see what that's like. I'm sure there will be a lot of lessons and a lot of feedback from
Isn't
that.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to see your bow ties in Barney's.
Yeah, that's where they need to be.
Ooh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
That's where I want it to be.
And you could charge four times as much, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
In those kinds of places, like limited edition.
Yep.
And that's the plan. And we have such a huge story with both the environmental component and also the social component where we recruit and train the seamstress to
help
us.
We need some material from
Thread. So talk about that.
So we recruit local women to sew and make the bow ties
from home.
So essentially they come into the studio, they learn how to sew, they learn how to make parts of the tie and go home over the week.
That's awesome.
Bring them back, they get paid.
They're getting a great skill and you're getting people to make bow ties for you. It works for both parties involved.
That's quite a lost art too.
Yeah, and they love it. I have these two ladies who like work together, they're friends and they both sew together. They have like little parties and just creating those little communities of reigniting that sewing and that passion for sewing is really, really important.
Cool.
So
you're helping people. You're no longer doing hair bows. You're moving into this. I could see you moving into other products at some point, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
You have vision around that. Mm-hmm. And so could people donate stuff to you or not?
Yeah, we do have a list that we're working on of items that we accept and that we don't accept because a lot of people try to bring us their old t-shirts and
It's got to be good material.
Yeah.
So once again for your website, one last time before we wrap things up.
So you can get a bow tie at knotsland.com.
Got it.
And we are also located on the East End if you ever need to hurry up and grab a bow tie in an emergency.
In an emergency.
An emergency.
Emergency bow tie. I got a party to go to, and I got to look good.
Order it for Jonathan.
That's right. Okay. Byron Nash Flying V bow tie.
That's in the works.
I love it. Anyhow,
thank
we got
you
it.
So much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Misha Blackwell. Great stuff.
Building a business.
We'll be back after this quick break. This is Jonathan Kirshning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more at pghtech.org. And thanks to Huntington Bank for hosting us here at their East Liberty location. Go to huntington.com. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned to Tech Vibe Radio as we bring you the show from East Liberty at Huntington Bank. We love coming to this branch. It's not our first time here. We've been watching the progress of Pittsburgh's tech community through the East End, bringing you some great stories, having a lot of fun. And I just feel like we're kind of part of the scene here. And I'm really excited to have Flexible join us. We have Jessica Strong here with us tonight. So Jessica, thanks for taking some time to
talk with us.
You're doing some neat stuff.
We are providing childcare on site at events and trainings and conferences and workplaces and getting requests every day and
believe it.
Just run into to capture all of it.
Yeah, so tell us about the company. I mean, obviously it's about setting up childcare. Obviously this is probably inspired by your need to find childcare to go to certain events and be places where you can't always take your kids and need to have them watch. So
that's exactly it. So I have three kids that are 10, 7, and 3. And
crazy lady.
I know, right? Might as well just throw in a couple more. But my co-founder, Priya Amin, has two boys, and we both have spouses that travel for work or work late nights or work weekends, and being professional women, we wanted to go to events that are in the evenings. Mm-hmm. We wanted to go to conferences that are on the weekends, and finding a babysitter is hard. Finding a babysitter that doesn't cancel at the last minute is
even
hard.
Even harder, yeah, exactly.
Right, neither of us have family in town, and so we started brainstorming. Surely there is some solution we can come up with to make this easier, and if we're experiencing this, our thought is probably other parents are. We surveyed a lot of parents, and they were like, yeah, it is incredibly
it's an issue.
Hard. Whether your partner is a resident, and so you're, always on call, and you can't really rely on that for a babysitter, or,
nonstop,
right?
Nonstop.
And so there are so many events happening all the time that you want to go to.
Right. And it's really a critical point of your capability to grow your business. I mean, that's like a variable you just can't eliminate.
Exactly. And if you want to go to professional networking nights to, make connections in your industry, if you want to go to
biz dev stuff, anything. I mean, that's really important.
Right? We feel like we're really
you
tapping
can't really
into
carry a 10-year-old on your back anymore.
No, it is kind of frowned upon.
Yeah. With a backpack
she's nursing her 10-year-old. Right. just change my 10-year-old to the table.
Yeah. Throw an iPad at him and say,
right,
best of luck.
You can't do that all the time. And feel great about, being a human.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And once they reach school age, so there's not a lot of drop-in childcare options, but then once they reach school age, I kind of thought, well, this will get easier, but the schools have, so many days off every single month.
There's always a need to have someone watching it.
Exactly.
Watching
that's why you should homeschool.
then I wouldn't be here running a business. I would be throwing history exams out there or something.
So you saw this need, and you decided you can throw technology at this.
Yes.
And create a way to scale this up. So how long ago was that?
So we joined the Alpha Lab Tech Accelerator June of 2016, so a year and a half ago.
Right.
Yeah,
Hasn't been that long. Wow. And our initial idea was matching parents with individual babysitters.
Right. I remember that.
And that kind of got some good traction, but we couldn't figure out a way to make it a business.
It's and it's very laborious.
Yes,
it's very laborious.
To try to do that. And what we heard from parents was, I don't trust some random stranger coming into my house, no matter how desperate
that's
I am.
True. Random strangers are not
would
be around my
kids. Wait, but you'll let a package come through your front door?
Well, I won't, but it sounds like some people will, but no, right? You will stay at strangers' houses with Airbnb, right? Or, driving strangers' cars. But a stranger watching your kid is a different story.
No, it totally is.
And we were like, well, what if we, took a group of available caregivers and knew all of their schedules and availability and had childcare available at the site, at the event, at the conference, and then parents could come and drop their kids off there. And when we switched to that in May of this year, that's what has really taken off.
That's what things went kind of nuts for you guys.
Yeah.
So what's the business model?
So organizations, the business itself contracts with us at a rate, an hourly rate, depending on how many caregivers and how many kids we expect, so that there is no cost to the parents. So the organization sees a value in providing childcare to improve attendance at their events, to, you know, really walk the walk around inclusivity and who gets to come to things. Or talking to some HR managers that it's a huge HR benefit. They hear from parents all the time that are stressed about childcare, and this is one way to make it easier.
Right. So tell us about some of the places you've been. I know you were at the Pittsburgh Technology Council's Tech 50 Awards this year. It was the first time ever in our 21 years of doing Tech 50. Like, we offered childcare.
Yep.
And some people showed up. They brought their kids.
So they did.
It was fun to
see
that.
They were really, really happy with it.
So where else have you been setting up shop?
We have done events for Innovation Works and Alpha Lab and Alpha Lab Gear.
Okay.
We have done events for the Pittsburgh Entrepreneurs Forum. We have done events for, we did a pilot with the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh at their downtown branch so that parents could drop their kids off and then go get kind of workforce training or get some other, you know, interview skills or resume skills.
Yeah.
And we have done childcare twice now at the City-County building for city employees.
I
so the school, Pittsburgh Public Schools are closed on Rosh Hashanah and Election Day, but that's not a, you know, day that the office is closed.
I know.
So we set up childcare down at the county building, which was really, really exciting.
So is this something that you would plan to scale beyond Pittsburgh, I would have to assume? But that's probably a big step.
Yes, it feels like a very big step, but we have received requests already from Nashville, from Columbus, from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
From Las Vegas, from California, and we got a request from Vancouver, which I'm not quite sure how the rules are different in another country.
You could be international.
We could be.
Wow.
But probably stay national for a little
bit. Some very interesting, I mean, precautions. I mean, you're talking about children, so you have to have people that can really take care of these kids, and you take a special track on that. You're actually hiring people to take care, so you get a higher quality of care, right?
And we then put everyone through kind of a 6-point vetting process of all the background checks, the fingerprints, the reference checks, kind of all of that, to and then on-site training to see how they interact with kids before we bring them on, you know, completely.
Exactly.
And so, the thing that we stand for is trust, right? I mean, you trust that you drop your kids off in the evening and then you will come back in a couple of hours and they will be happy and safe.
They're intact.
So we need really high-quality caregivers.
Absolutely.
And so what have you learned about yourself in this last year and a half?
That is a good question. What have I learned? How many balls I can juggle at one time. Right now,
you're pretty good?
I think so. I mean, knock on all the wood, but it's still Priya and I at this point, and so managing to be the HR and legal and finance and sales and marketing.
Oh, right.
And that's how any company grows,
exactly.
Right? Learning how to have a co-founder. So I had previously run a co-working space with on-site childcare by myself, but it's different when you have somebody else invested in the company. We talk all the time, but she'll feel really strongly about something and I'll feel really strongly about something else. And how do we come to that? And
arm wrestling,
and
it's
actually, it's like being in a really good marriage. I mean, we
there
do a go. Lot of talking and negotiating and a lot of giving. And,
maybe it could be a marriage coach.
I was going to say, that's the next step of this thing.
the marriage counselor in a box instead of child care in a box.
On-site marriage counseling.
But we do a lot of, you know, well, I don't know, you try it. Let's try your idea and see where it goes. Or, you know, you're right. I think you have a good point. And I'm like, oh, you know, lots of couples could benefit from hearing that kind of stuff more.
So if you're an employer out there or an organization that runs events, they need to go at
flexiblecare.com. So FLEXABLE care.com. And there's a very simple request form, and then we'll get in touch and get something set up.
Exactly. I just want to make sure our listeners knew that because I'm sure they're like, wait, this is, I mean, obviously you're on this thing here. I mean,
we'll talk to your events coordinator. We'll talk to your HR benefits coordinator, whoever it is, to help get this set up for you.
Very, very cool.
Yeah, I'm proud of you, though. Like, actually, I know that you went up to the Venture Fair, and I know you've been putting yourself out there. And it takes, there's what people don't understand is, it's really brutal,
to get
feedback about your baby and your nascent idea.
You've been building it for two years.
And that's, we laugh about this a lot.
So you're in this
marriage, but we have this baby that we're trying to raise, right?
But not only that, you're also in this semi-nurturing role in terms of your business. But then you're in a very brutal kind of world in terms of how you're putting yourself out there.
And it's been interesting to see the reception to something that is very much, it could very easily be pegged as kind of a niche thing. Oh, childcare, we don't need that. We don't have anyone. Well, how do you know that your attendees don't need it, they just haven't come to any of your events previously because you haven't offered it, right? And so trying to educate some people about the need for childcare when if they don't have kids themselves or they maybe don't have friends with kids, they don't know the burden of it, has been, you know, a big piece of what we've tried to do.
So we've got a couple minutes left.
Sure.
What do you think for the next 6 months? What are your milestones that you're hoping to hit? Sure. How many more events do you want to be at? Do you want to be in Vancouver?
Not quite Vancouver. Right. Our goal is we're currently doing about 20 events per month, and our goal is to figure out how to get to 100 events per month.
Scale,
right?
100 events per month.
Right. And so
In
one city. And so when we think about how many conferences take place just at the Westin or the Wyndham downtown, how many conferences take place in the city all at one time, how many weddings also take place that same week, there's easily 100 events per month in one city. We just have to be able to scale to be at all of them. And then putting some networks into place in a couple of other cities to demo it and see how that goes.
You know, I think that this whole thing about childcare is something that is... We thought we were getting women into the workplace and that was sort of solved, right?
Yep.
It hasn't been solved. It's only for the haves. And even when the haves have it, they don't, because it's that brittle and delicate.
Exactly.
Interesting. And
daycares are kind of fixed, 6 to 6. Nannies get sick. How do we make a mobile, on-demand, on-site childcare solution happen? And we've even, you know, brainstormed big plans. After Hurricane Maria, tons of daycares were knocked out in Florida. So how do you go back to work or work on your house if there is no daycare? Well, if we have this mobile solution, you know, there's lots and lots of opportunities for on-site childcare.
So flexiblecare.com. Jessica Strong.
Yep.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thanks.
It is some good work, and we want to see you succeed. You're going to do it, man.
Great.
We know it.
We feel it.
So glad to have you stop by.
Thank you so much for having me on. This was fantastic.
Absolutely. Great. Hey, we're taking a quick break. We're coming back with more of the Tech Vibe Neighborhood Tour from Huntington Bank here in East Liberty. Love being part of it. Go to Huntington.com to learn more about them. Go to pghtech.org to learn more about the Tech Council. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
So glad you're spending your Friday night with us on Tech Vibe Radio, and we have the show on the road. We've been at Huntington Bank for the past 2 weeks. It's like home sweet home.
It is.
I'm
pretty excited about these guests that we have right now. So
yeah.
Let's just roll and let's
get right into this.
From Ascender talk about what you're up to and the guests that you brought with you, so we could do a little bit of a dive.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Kenny, nice to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be on the show. I've seen you guys record so many times, and it's an honor.
At
Ascender.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
just kick you right out and go move out of the way, Kenny. We're gonna record.
Oh no. I take it with love. So it's all good. So it's great to finally be on the show. And as part of my role as the program director at Ascender, I've been given quite a bit of freedom to pursue interesting opportunities that seem
to have fun.
Absolutely. And, things that really align with the kind of economic development or the bringing together of innovation players throughout Pittsburgh and in relation to things that are happening on a national or international scale. And XPRIZE came up on our radar just over a year ago as a really cool opportunity. Somebody brought it up. It's just like, hey, are you guys doing anything with them? And we're like, not to my knowledge. I mean, perhaps.
But could we?
Yeah. You know, honestly, there's this $5 million IBM Watson artificial intelligence XPRIZE. Mm-hmm. It would be a shame if Pittsburgh was not well represented in it. And actually, like, while we're at it, let's just do our best to win this thing.
Right.
Over the past year, it's been a cascade of events, starting from inviting the organizing team here and doing an AI hackathon to build some teams.
And that was all coming out of Ascender. That was out of Ascender's offices for the most part?
Yeah. Okay. Well, though I definitely have to acknowledge a lot of really great partners that helped us along the way. So, when we invited the organizers, that was a joint initiative with the Pittsburgh Entrepreneurs Forum. We got a lot of support from UPMC Enterprises and other sponsors.
Right.
Over time, I was I had the chance to really own this relationship and just kind of push it forward however it felt appropriate at the time. And now, as of about this time last week, it was announced that XPRIZE had whittled the round one teams, previously 147 around the world. Now it's been cut down to 59 worldwide.
And of that 59? Round two,
seven are in Pittsburgh.
That's what I'm talking about.
11.8%.
I'll say 12%.
Exactly.
I round up.
Oh, no, 12%, which I think is both fitting, but still really, really impressive considering that we've beat out San Francisco, New York, any other U.S. city.
You know,
we are the...
Lose
people to those markets.
You have men and women like Koi over here building these companies.
We have people that leave and go to companies.
Over time, we've lost some. Yes. I believe we're stabilizing a little bit. Right now.
Definitely, because I studied here. I went to college here in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon, and then I went to the West Coast because you made a lot more money in the West Coast than you did here. But that's changing. So Pittsburgh, over the last 20 years, it is becoming a much stronger tech hub.
So Koi, how long have you been back in Pittsburgh, and what's your company?
So,
and what's your name?
Koi Gupta. So, I was in New York last year, and so I'm in the space of technology, and I ran the Olympics for NBC, and I launched Blip IQ last year, and decided, guess what, I'm leaving NBC, and I'm pursuing this full time. Nice timing. Ran into the IBM guys, and they said, "Oh my God, you're developing software for Alzheimer's and dementia, and helping with reconstruction of memories for patients that are losing their memories." And so they said, "You need to be in this XPRIZE competition." And
definitely.
So when I met with the XPRIZE, they're like, "You need to be in here yesterday." So we ended up in the XPRIZE competition, and when I came back to Pittsburgh, Kenny on the radar and just collided, right? We got to have you over. And I was like, okay, I'm in. And so I was in the process of moving back at the time. But yeah, so left Pittsburgh, back to Pittsburgh, and building it in Pittsburgh.
You're back in town building in Pittsburgh.
So
yeah.
Give us the pitch about your company, because you just gave us some clues.
So Blip IQ develops software, artificial intelligence software, to help patients that are losing their memories. So we help reconnect the patient with their families by building a graph of their memories for the families to have a better emotional experience with the patient.
Wow.
Strengthen the relationship. Especially as they forget, who's my son, who's my daughter,
right.
Where did I live, where did I grow up?
I'm working on nothing when I hear this stuff.
Yeah.
And so our software helps reconnect all those points in your memory and try to keep the patient connected.
Are you working with all these researchers that are here in Pittsburgh that are working
We have a few team members on our team that are working space, from neuroscientists, neurosurgeons.
Right, because we have a prolific amount of people that are in the space locally.
So we are expanding that team, so we are reaching out to other people that are in the space, because this work is cutting edge. We're developing ways to measure activity that are not commercially available yet.
Exactly.
So how do you measure your cognitive performance at home without going to see your neurologist? We're creating the metrics to do that. So
that
you know
really
how you
are
year to year.
And so, sorry, Kenny.
No. Yeah. No, please. Yeah. He get out of the rest.
All he's got to do
focus.
Yeah.
if you think about some of the companies in Pittsburgh that are in the competition, so just to plug a couple of others. So
this year, it's a great company here.
Right. So you've got Behavior, who are developing artificial intelligence software.
Right?
All of them are artificial intelligence. So they're developing applications to help manage opioid addiction and reduce the relapse of patients into opioid addiction. You've got XPI, which is founder is the former captain of the U.S. Olympic math team. He's got a couple tricks up his sleeve.
I would imagine so.
So they're creating applications to help students learn and become more effective or successful students. Mm-hmm. So there's some brilliant people out there creating teams.
So you're amongst the rank of the brilliant people.
I'm proud to be among
that.
The ranks of those guys.
But you're showing the world that Pittsburgh's all about.
Kenny.
Yeah. No, thank. I mean, really,
and he's on top of it. Kenny is always chasing us down. You got to be here. Got to be here when I can. And we're there.
I love that. I'm proud. I'm having a moment of yinzer pride.
Yinzer pride for the X Prize. So what are the next steps
pierogies
of the X
to go
Prize?
With that?
Like, when are you going to win the X Prize? What is the time frame on this?
So so this is how it shakes out. I mean, right now, we just went through round one eliminations.
Yeah.
There's a wild card round as well for any additional teams that want to apply.
Really?
That's open until December 20th. So we've got all of about just over a week. for people to still throw their hats into the ring. Then we go into 2018. There's another round of cuts towards the end of the year. Another round of wild card applications.
So you continue to build these companies and grow them as this competition goes on.
Exactly, and it all concludes with the final three teams that take the stage at TED 2020.
Whoa. Oh, this is 2020.
Yeah, for TED Talk.
The TED conference, the big one. And that's where
this is some long range stuff.
So, yeah, that's where the remainder. That's where $4.5 million are delivered to those top three teams, whereas the remaining $500,000 are given out in chunks during each of these milestone
selection
periods.
Keep them going as they
exactly.
go along.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I'm thinking about what a great spotlight this is putting on Pittsburgh. When folks around the world are saying, "Whoa, there are seven leading edge companies."
That is a big deal.
More companies from Pittsburgh than any other.
That's a
more here
statistic
than all of the Asian continent and Australia combined.
Take that, rest of the world.
There are two in China, in China, one in India, one in Vietnam, and two in Australia.
I remember I scanned the list and I knew that Andrew Moore, Dean Moore kept reposting it, and then I would retweet it, but I didn't look at the actual geographic locations. Yeah.
And so, Coy, what's it like being back in Pittsburgh?
Cold.
Yeah, cold.
No, I mean, so from West Coast, I came back from New York.
Think
so
how much it's not you're gonna appreciate
No. Actually, no. So Pittsburgh, what it's like being back in Pittsburgh? The technology landscape of Pittsburgh has changed so dramatically that this entire tech population over the last 20 years that has left Pittsburgh, this is a different city now. Kenny and I were talking, every quarter, every 6 months, it's changing. There's a new tech company coming to Pittsburgh. So basically, the advantages you had of leaving Pittsburgh are now becoming the advantages you have moving your companies back to Pittsburgh.
Right. Just to have the context of the work that we do, because that's why you can sense my animation and passion. JK over here has been working in this space for 20 years. Mm-hmm. So he knows when people have been rubbing nickels together just on some sort of mediocre idea and trying to pull themselves together. I've been doing this here in Pittsburgh for 10.
Okay.
And I can tell you that 10 years ago, we weren't at this point.
Not
and us working
Not
to
least.
Raise the bar
Not
for the
least.
Conversation right. and to connect them is what we've seen in the last 5 years has definitely been the pivot point. So I'm so interested in people saying what they see. What they experience, what the gaps are.
Mm-hmm. I've been
and
here
I get
for,
so jazzed.
It's just been over 3 for me. And
you've
that time.
Right?
Yeah, it's already.
You came back.
No. I'm from Las Vegas. And
he got tired of the sun in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Wait, I thought I knew your history. Okay, so you were in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And I've been bouncing around
lizard,
for the last 10 years or so. But, been here in Pittsburgh for 3, and it's still been a marked difference between what I arrived to in 2014 and where we are now.
For sure.
So I can't imagine extending
further.
We only got a couple minutes left.
Sure.
I want to make sure people can find you guys. So for Blip, where can they go and find you guys and learn more about Blip?
Yeah, go to BlipIQ, BLIPIQ.com, and you'll find out about what we're doing. You can reach out to us if you want to learn more, connect with us, please
Definitely.
I think from the XPRIZE website, you can go to Teams, and you'll get a list of all the teams. Right. You can see what teams are in Pittsburgh.
You can see how great our Pittsburgh teams are.
Well, the Pittsburgh team's good. I think it's worth for Pittsburghers to drop your biases and reach out and connect with the Pittsburgh teams, all of them. Try and talk to them.
Very much so.
They're doing different things and they're doing great things.
Solving tough problems.
And they're solving tough problems. So if you have spare time and you're willing to contribute some of your time or just help them, we can all use
That's
your help.
That's great to know. Yeah.
Come out and reach out to us. Come out and help us.
Very cool.
You don't know what that can help one of these teams take the next step forward.
Sure.
And we all succeed if we get support, not just by ourselves.
Definitely. So we've got about a minute left. Kenny, Ascender. People want to learn more about Ascender. Where can they go and check you guys out?
Yeah, you can go to ascenderpgh.com.
Okay.
Check out our programs, our incubator, the co-working space.
You guys also the finest co-working space in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I appreciate it. I mean, we're pleased to have you as a member there, so it's great. We also have a link to our Thrival Festival website from there. If people want to get more involved in XPRIZE here, there's an XPRIZE Pittsburgh Facebook group that's been open for a while.
Great.
And I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge two other XPRIZE teams.
Real fast, absolutely. Yep.
So RoboTutor, which is currently a finalist in the $15 million Global Learning X Prize, and Hera Global Tech, which is one of 21 semifinalists in the Women's Safety X Prize.
Fantastic.
Which is also, they'll, yeah, they're all doing great work as well.
Shows you how much is going on. You need to come back on for updates, because we want to know as these things track right now. We're all out of time. Got to wrap the show. Got to thank Huntington Bank. Go to Huntington.com to learn more about them. Allowing us here in East Liberty to do our show. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
From the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Learn more about us at pghtech.org, and then have yourself an awesome weekend.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.